ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 2, The Elephant Gajendra's Crisis, Verse Number 5. Siddha Charana Gandharve Vidyadhara Mahoroge किन्नैर अपसरोभिश्च क्रीडाभिर्जुष्ट कंदर सिद्धचारण गंधर्वे विद्याधर महोरगे किन्नैर अपसरोभिश्च क्रीड़ा आदि भी जुष्ट कंदर सिद्ध चारण गंधर्वे विद्याधर महोरगे किन्नर अप्सरोभिश्च क्रीड़ा आदि भी जुष्ट कंदर। Please recite. Sacharana Gandhara. Rabe Justa Kandara. सिद्धचारण गंधर्वे विद्याधर महोरगे किन्नर अप्सरोभिश्च क्रीडादि विजुष्ट कंदर सिद्धचारण गंधर्वे Siddha, by the inhabitants of Siddha Loka, Charana, the inhabitants of Charan Loka, Gandharve, the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, Vidyadhara, the inhabitants of Vidyadhar Loka, Mahaurage, the inhabitants of the Serpent Loka, Kinnare, the Kinnaras, Apsarobhi, the Apsaras, Cha, and Kridabhi, who were engaged in sporting, Jushta enjoyed Kandara, the caves. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the inhabitants of the higher planets, the Siddhas, Charanas, Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, Serpents, Kinnaras, and Apsaras go to that mountain to sport. Thus all the caves of the mountain are full of these denizens of the heavenly planets. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As ordinary men may play in the salty ocean, the inhabitants of the higher planetary systems go to the ocean of milk. They float in the ocean of milk and also enjoy various sports within the caves of the Trikut mountain. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Thinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 2, Verse number 5. The inhabitants of the higher planets, the Siddhas, Charanas, Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, Serpents, Kinnaras, and Apsaras go to that mountain to sport. Thus all the caves of the mountain are full of these denizens of the heavenly planets. Hare Krishna. So this chapter is starting with Trikut Parvat, which is surrounded by the ocean of milk, Kshir Sagar. There is ocean of milk in the spiritual world also, and there is ocean of milk in the material world also. In the material world, there are many oceans of milk. One prominent one which we read often is where Shirodakshai Vishnu, Paramatma, Vishnu, the maintainer of this universe, lies on the bed of Anant Shesh with Lakshmi Devi massaging his feet. And Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and other demigods, when they require help, they go to the shore of that ocean of milk. Like in 10th canto, when Prithvi Mata, Bhumi Devi, Mother Earth, she felt big burden of asuras like Kamsa, Bakasur, Putana, Jarasan, so she approached Lord Brahma. And she requested, Lord Brahma, please remove this burden. This is too much for me. And Lord Brahma said, it's not in my hands. We'll have to escalate the matter. So he called up Lord Shiva, Lord Indra, Varun, Agni, Vayu, said, let's go together. And where do they go? To Shweta Dweep. Shweta Dweep, white island. Island means there should be water. Island is part of an ocean. Then it's called island. So Shweta Dweep, which water? It is not water, it is milk. It is Sheer Sagar, ocean of milk. And in between there is White Island, Shweta Dweep, where Shirodaksha Vishnu lies on Anand Shesh. So the Shweta Deep is in the ocean of milk. And where is this ocean of milk? It's in Durvaloka. Durvaloka is part of Vaikuntha Loka. It is not part of material world. When the whole material world gets annihilated, Durvaloka doesn't get annihilated. It's Vishnu Lok. Vishnu Lok present in material world, where Vishnu resides. So one day Dhruva, he started performing penances for 6 months severe austerities with a desire to get a kingdom bigger than his father's kingdom, Uttanapad. With a desire to get a kingdom bigger than his grandfather's kingdom, Manu. With a desire to get a kingdom bigger than great grandfather's kingdom, Brahma. मतलब बॉम्बे के भाषा में बाप का बाप, going above that. So I want the kingdom which is bigger than my father's kingdom, bigger than my grandfather's kingdom, bigger than my great grandfather's kingdom. Now Brahma's kingdom is Brahman, and he wants something bigger than Brahma's kingdom. Can you have something bigger than Brahma? Can you have something bigger than Brahman inside Brahman? Ordinarily not. You cannot have. So such difficult cases go to Vishnu only. So Dhruva Maharaj prayed to Vishnu, performed austerities under the guidance of Narad Muni, chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, taking 3 times bath in Yamuna, in Vrindavan, and performing severe austerities, finally not even breathing. And Vishnu came. The form of Vishnu came is called Prishni Garbha, the son of mother Prishni and father Sutapa. So he came, and Dhruva was so happy, so joyful, tears started coming from his eyes, offered many prayers, didn't express his desire. But Vishnu knows his desire. He said, I'll give you my own loka, because there's nothing higher than that. Higher than Brahma's loka, Brahma's kingdom is my loka. So from now, it's yours. For next 36,000 years, you will rule, and after that you will quit this body remembering me, and you will become king of Durvaloka. So as of now, the government has changed. Who is the king there? Durvaloka Maharaj. But Shweta Dweep is still there. Ocean of milk is there, and Vishnu is there. Any problems, he takes care. Like this, ocean of milk in Durvaloka, there are many other heavenly planets also with ocean of milk. When we are talking about ocean of milk in this chapter, we are not talking about Durvaloka. We are not talking about spiritual world. There are 7 types of oceans in this universe. One to you know, Jew Beach, salty water. It is some other things also inside it. Salt is there, slippers are there, clothes are there, Ganpati Bappa is there, so many items are there. Ocean of salty water. Second, you know, if it is salty water, second is simple, sweet water, ocean of sweet water. Third, you know, we just spoke, ocean of milk. Ocean of milk, Sheer Sagar. Then there is ocean of ghee, oil. Then there is ocean of yogurt. Then there is ocean of sugarcane juice. And one more interesting ocean is there. Ocean of liquor, alcohol, wine. not here, different planets. So there are seven types of oceans. The modern scientists, they would not be able to know all this. They don't know enough about this planet, how will they know about other planets? They will not know. Srimad Bhagavatam is written by Vyasdev, spoken by Sukadeva Goswami. They are perfect beings. They know about this universe more than us. So they narrate these events and geography. So we believe them. They are perfect. So we understand. A modern scientist cannot argue against this because he has not traveled all over the planet, so he cannot say this is not possible, such oceans don't exist. In fact, they go on saying that there is nobody in other planets. Nobody can stay in Sun, nobody can stay in Moon, nobody can stay in Jupiter. You can't stay. Doesn't mean nobody can stay. I can't stay in water, but there are so many aquatics in water. I can't stay under the ground, but there are so many insects under the ground. I can't stay in sky, but there are so many microbes and mosquitoes and birds flying in the sky. So by our tiny intelligence, by our limited experience, we can't conclude that all this is mythology, all this is wrong. No. So in one such celestial planet, one such heavenly planet, there is big ocean of milk. And in the ocean of milk, there is an island. And in that island, there is Trikut Parvat. That's address of our hero. We are starting Gajendra pastime. So his address is given. Not IP address. His actual address. Trikut. 8,000 miles long. 8,000 miles long. And 8,000 miles wide. Definitely it's not in Earth planet. Otherwise we could have seen it. 8,000 miles. Earth planet itself, they say 6,400 kilometers in diameter. This is bigger than Earth planet. Trikut Parvat. 8,000 miles in height. 8,000 miles in width. And very beautiful. It has many peaks, gold, silver, iron, then jewels, minerals. That is Krishna. Nowadays somebody does like this and get a gold, they call him Bhagavan, God, fine. Then one who made this Trikut Parvat full gold, what you call him? One who made Sumeru full golden mountain, what will you call him? If somebody does like this and get gold is Bhagavan, what will you call him? Somebody who gets Sumeru Parvat, who is full of gold mountain, what will you call him who make gold mines? Mahabhagavan in his Kon Bhasha. Maha. Right? So what a kind of Bhagavan is this making gold? Are you make gold mine? Eradicate poverty. Eradicate hunger. Make gold mine. Why you are floating in air and making gold rings and ashes and biscuits and peda and pool and making others pool? That's not Bhagavan. Bhagavan doesn't sit and make this gold. He doesn't have to even raise his hand. By his glance, Krishna glances and all the varieties of creation sprung up. So that's Trikut Parvat, very beautiful. And as the ocean waves come and wash the valleys of the Parvat, the mountain, and the milk goes back, what are formed are emeralds, pearls, diamonds. This is how the supreme nature of Krishna works, that milk, when it washes the ground of the valley of Trikut Parvat, it forms emeralds. jewels are formed in the ocean. Even in water ocean, they go deep dive for jewels. So in the same way, Krishna creates such a wonderful phenomena which nobody can imagine. If this is all untrue, some people say, then a person who can imagine such a nice story, such a nice fiction writer, he should give Nobel Prize. If this is all untrue, but somebody has written it, false story, why don't you give Nobel Prize to that person? Who can write such a story? It requires very great imagination and creative intelligence to write such a story. That there is Trikut Parvat and the emeralds are formed by milk. Right? No fiction writer can write such story. Nobody. This itself is proof it is not fiction. Because no fiction writer can go. You get the best fiction writer today in this world. Bring him here. We tell him whole Prahlad Maharaj story. Half. And we tell him, find out a character from your creative intelligence who will kill Hiranyakashipu with the conditions. Will it be able to come out with Narsingha there? Never. Who will kill him half lion, half man, on the door, in the lap, not up nor down, with the nails, no weapons. He will never be able to come out with such a character. No fiction writer can come out with this character. So this itself is proof that this is real. And if at all a fiction writer can come out with such stories just by sitting in a chair, we should give Nobel Prize for every chapter. Right? Vyasdev, Nobel Prize, Canto 1. Vyasdev, Nobel Prize, Canto 2. Vyasdev, Nobel Prize. We should give. So why they don't give Nobel Prize if it is fiction? Why they don't give? They don't. So they don't believe in their own theory that this is fiction. So this is all bakwas people. Let's not talk about them. No use. So emeralds are being formed when milk washes the valleys of Trikut Parvat. And it's so beautiful with minerals and jewels and pearls and nice flowers, fragrance and fruits and trees and greenery, that it is used as a playground, picnic spot for demigods. For all this, who are all these demigods? Siddhas, Charanas, Vidyadharas, Gandharvas, Serpents, Kinnaras, Apsaras, they come and play there. They come and enjoy their life there. This creation has lots of varieties. Lord Vishnu himself says, the hierarchy in this creation, there is dull matter, stone. Above there is entities with life, starting with vegetables, plants, creepers. Above that is crawling animals, snakes. Above that is walking animals and flying animals, or swimming animals like fish, bird, dog, cat. Above that is human beings. Above human beings is demigods. Demigods are also human beings, but they are higher human beings. Demigods. And among demigods, Indra is first class. Above Indra is Brahma's other sons like Daksha. Above Daksha is Brahma's best son, Lord Shiva. Above Shiva is Brahma as father. Above Brahma is Vishnu. And he says, above Vishnu is my devotees, Vaishnavas. This is how he gives whole hierarchy only to glorify pure devotees. That they are higher than demigods, they are higher than ghostly beings, they are higher than asuras, they are higher than animals, they are higher than even guna avatars, Brahma and Shiva, they are even higher than Vishnu.
Now why Vaishnavas are higher than Vishnu? Doesn't make sense, right? Because Vaishnavas are jivas, how can they be higher than Vishnu? It's like this. Jewel is there, big diamond is there, Kohinoor, Hira, very, very costly, millions of dollars. If it is in my pocket, then I'll be higher than the diamond because I am the owner of the diamond. Right? So Krishna is highest, but he is in the pocket of his devotees. Well, not shirt ka pocket, heart. He is in the heart of his devotees. So devotees possess Krishna, devotees own Krishna, devotees can give Krishna to others, they are owners, so they are higher. Higher than Krishna. This is the hierarchy. Krishna is not his own owner. Already gone. Yashoda Maiya owns, Radharani owns, Nanda Baba owns. So many pure devotees, they own Krishna. He is not his own owner. The gopis will come, say, Krishna, if you dance, we will give you this laddu. And he will dance, small Krishna. Then gopis will break the laddu and give him half, and he will eat. Say, you want more half? Yes. Dance more. So he will dance again for another half laddu. Is this God, master of the universe? He doesn't have a laddu factory of his own. But there is love in this laddu. That love he doesn't have, so he becomes conquered. Yashoda Maiya takes a stick and runs behind him. And he becomes afraid. Fear is afraid of Krishna. Fear is fearful of Krishna. And that Krishna is fearful of Mother Yashoda's stick. That is how he is conquered by his devotees. And there are so many such examples. So this whole creation, there is variety. There are nine types of creation. Nine types of creation. Six are natural, three are secondary. Six natural created by Vishnu and by the laws of material nature, and three are created by Brahma. Prakrit creation and Vaikrit creation. Prakrit means natural. Vaikrut means not artificial in the sense of duplicate. It means not by Krishna, by Brahmaji. Let me see if I remember all the nine. The first one is creation of Mahatattva. Mahatattva is agitated by the glands of Vishnu. Mahatattva is the source of all the material elements. Mahatattva is the cloud, black cloud, in the spiritual sky, where all the creation happens when Vishnu desires, when Mahavishnu desires. First is creation of Mahatattva. Second is creation of false ego. From false ego comes, with the combination of three modes, mind, senses, everything. So second is creation of false ego. Then from false ego and three modes of material nature is created sense perceptions and elements. 24 elements, you all know. 24 elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin, ... 24 elements. And the sense perceptions that is created third. Then fourth is knowledge and energy to work, activity, active energy, working capacity. Knowledge and application of knowledge. That's created. Then are created the controlling deities of the elements and the senses. These are not personalities as we know. These are very, very powerful representatives who control fire, earth, who control ice, who control light. The controlling deities who control movements, wind movement. Then is created darkness, ignorance, which makes the jiva condition. Kitna ho gaya? 6 ho gaya? This is all created before, not by Brahmaji. It's created by Vishnu Shakti. Then Brahma gets involved using these materials.
using the elements and all. And he creates crawling creatures, snakes. Oh, before that he creates trees, plants, non-moving creatures. Non-moving, seventh creation, seventh category, seventh. Eighth one is moving, so that includes snakes, insects, fish, birds, animals, animals with hooves, animals with nails, animals with legs. That's it. The ninth is human beings, the final one. Among human beings, there are demigods. In the 4 lakh species of human beings, there are higher human beings, there are superhuman beings. Not Superman, Spiderman. They are not created by Brahmaji. So there are higher human beings. So all these are there. Siddha, Charan, they are all in demigod category. There are eight varieties in demigod category. Demigods themselves, whom we know, Indra, Agni, Vayu, then Siddhas, Charanas, Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, Apsaras, Serpents, Asuras, Yakshas or Rakshasas, Bhutas, Pitras, Pretas. So these are all in demigod category. Asuras, ghosts are also in higher beings. Why ghosts are higher than human beings? Because they can manage without body. That's a higher skill. It is not just consciousness. Even Nagas are considered higher. Siddhas are those who stay in Siddha Loka and who have 8 mystic perfections. Anima, Lagima, Mahima, Prapti, Ishitva, Vashishtva, Prakamya, Kamvayasita. Anima means becoming smaller than the smallest. A person who has this Siddhi, he can enter your room through the keyhole. He doesn't have to knock the door. Smaller than the smallest. Don't worry, we don't have it in Brahmachari Ashram using it. Anima. Laghima. Very light, like feather. Can fly. Can walk on water. Mahima. Very heavy, like a mountain. Prapti. Prapti means the person can sit at one place and get whatever he wants from any location. You can sit here and extend your hand to Australia and get a mango and eat it. Or extend your hand on the moon planet and pick up a flower and say, so nice. That's Prapti. Then Ishitva. Ishitva means a person can make a planet, create something wonderful, or destroy a planet. Ishitva. Then Vashishtva. That means he can control even the elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether. Then Prakamya. Prakamya means whatever he desires he can do within the laws of material nature. Prakamya. Then Kamvayasita means he can even go beyond the laws of material nature, can make dead person alive. That's beyond the normal laws of material nature. So these are Siddhas, Siddha Lokvasis. They fly in air without airplanes. We fly in airplanes. But there is a risk. The airplane can go in a building. Or nowadays there is a bigger risk. It can just go invisible. You don't know where it went. As if a small pin is there, I don't know where it went. Or airplane gayab ho gaya. So they don't have risk. They don't have planes. They fly without planes. But they are all pure devotees, even though they have these mystic perfections. But they are not interested in these perfections. They are interested in the master of mystic perfections, Yogeshwar, that's Krishna. So we should learn that we are not here to have some material power or material achievements. Even if you have, even if you become a Siddha in Siddha Loka, still it is not great. The great is to be a devotee of Krishna, to achieve a pure, loving, transcendental, eternal, joyful, sweet relationship with Krishna. That's our ultimate goal of life. Not to get this anima, lagima, mahima business. That's no use. So these are Siddha Loka. They are sub-demigods. Siddha Loka, Vidyadharas. Brahma created Siddhas and Vidyadharas. How he created? Brahma has one ability. What is that ability? To hide from others' vision. To hide from others' vision. And if you play hide and seek with Brahmaji, you will always fail. He can hide. So with that ability, he created Siddhas and Vidyadharas and gave them this mystic perfections. So the Siddhas and Vidyadharas, they have a body which is called Antardhan. Means you can perceive their presence but not see with your eyes. Subtle body. Even if they are present here, you can't see them. Though you can know that somebody is here. Who is here? I don't know. That's Siddhas. That's Vidyadharas. Like four Kumaras, they are Siddhas. They stay in Siddha Loka. I mean, they mostly travel and preach. King Chitraketu, he was king of Vidyadharas. He was Vidyadharpati. King Chitraketu, before going back home, back to Godhead, he went through two births. One is Vidyadhar Loka, Vidyadharpati, then is Vritasur, then back home, back to Godhead. See his journey. So he became Vidyadharpati. Traveling in the airplane, he saw Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati. Mother Parvati sitting on the lap of Lord Shiva, and he joked. Lord Shiva smiled on the joke. Mother Parvati cursed on the joke. And he became Vritasur. So that time he was Vidyadhar. Siddha, Vidyadhar, they are on same level. Then comes Gandharva. They are also sub-demigods. They are very nice musicians. Very nice singers. Tell me one name of Gandharva. We recently read. Upabarhan. Narad Muni. Even today Narad Muni is called Gandharva. Narad Muni, Tumburu, Chitrarath. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, among Gandharvas, I am Chitrarath. Chitrarath is the king of Gandharvas. Leader of Gandharvas. We have a pastime in Parshuram's life, Parshuram Leela, when Chitrarath came down, enjoying with Apsaras, and Jamagni's wife Renuka, she saw Chitrarath swimming in waters with Apsaras, and she developed attraction, and Jamagni came to know, and he told Parshuram, kill my wife, your mother, he said okay, and killed. So that whole thing happened because of Chitrarath's presence in that place. Renuka Mata, she had that impurity in her heart. So that's Vidya Gandharva. They are very nice musicians, very nice singers. Out of Brahma, when once he was very happy with his creation, laughing, and very sweet mood, lovely mood, in that mood, he gave birth to Gandharvas and Apsaras. Who imbibe that mood, very sweet personalities, very handsome body, very sweet singers, very nice musicians. Often when they have Kirtan Mela in heavenly planets, Gandharvas are invited to sing. Yes, it's not ours. There's Kirtan Mela there also, Sankirtan program. And that's where Upabharan was invited to sing, and during his slot, he did the miscalculation. Instead of singing Krishna Kirtan, he started singing Bollywood songs. Sorry, he started singing demigod of glorification, and he was cursed to become son of Shudra. So Gandharvas are invited to sing. When Krishna comes as an incarnation, Gandharvas sing, Apsaras dance, Kinnaras play drums, Kim Purushas come, Indra does aarti, Brahma does prayers, Siddhas and Charanas glorify. So all these sub-demigods, they are there. And Gandharvas, they have a planet and they move around wherever there is house program, wherever there is Kirtan, wherever there is music, their wives are apsaras, also in modern language called angels. So they are one of the higher human beings. Then there are serpents. Serpents, nagas, they are also. There are demigods with serpent body, serpentine body. They are also higher. So these serpents, we are not referring to those whom we don't see here. You see in Talasari. I think, yeah? Talasari in Nag. So this are. So once Brahma, in between creation, he saw that as per the deadline, creation is going slow. Target unachieved. So he was very morose. So out of that bad mood, sullen mood, he just lied down, stretched his body very much. And because he was so disturbed, in a bad mood, he gave up this body, like we give up garments. Many times he gave up this body to get a new body. So this body which he gave up, the hairs of that body fell down and they became nagas, snakes, serpents, crawling, contracted body. When he gave up, the body contracted and that all gave rise to nagas and serpents. There is Naglok below earth planet, not above, but still it is considered heavenly because it is so opulent. No sun rays reach there. And there is no Reliance energy also there. There is no electricity there. But still it is illuminated because they have so much diamonds. So much diamonds. Arjuna went there to marry one girl, Ulupi. So much diamonds they have, Nagas, Loka. That whole place is illuminated. Instead of these bulbs and tube lights and jhumars, they will have diamonds around. And the diamonds will emit so much light. I don't know how they turn off. Maybe they put a cloth on it. So that whole place. And it's well protected. These Nagas are very powerful personalities. Sometimes Indra is afraid that these Nagas, they will become powerful and take my throne. So Indra told Garuda, don't give this Amrita to snakes. You know that story? Garuda, mother is Vinata. Vinata's sister is Kadru. Kadru gave birth to the snakes. Vinata gave birth to Garuda and Aruna. They both are sisters, wife of Kashyap Muni. And the snake, somehow they wanted the Amrit. Garuda went and took the Amrit from Indra. Indra had a fight. Garuda defeated him. And Garuda had Amrit, but he was not drinking. He was not interested. Vishnu saw. He is such a powerful person. Having Amrut in his hand, but he is not interested. Good. He came down and said, I love you. Nice boy. And Garuda saw Vishnu, such a beautiful person, said, I want to become your servant. And that is how Garuda became his Vaha. So Vishnu liked him because he was selfless. And then Indra saw Vishnu appreciating. So he came, forgot his enmity. He told Garuda, look, you take Amrut, no problem. But if you give to snakes, I will have a problem. So Garuda said, okay, but I have to give because Mother Vinita was slave of Kadru. And the only way to leave them, to stop that slavery, was to give snakes Amrita. So Garuda said, I'll do one thing, I'll give them, but before they drink, you take it. The snakes don't knew all this. So Garuda came, gave Amrit. Snakes were very happy. They were about to drink. Garuda said, don't you think you should take bath before taking this? They said, yes. They all went to take bath. Indra took away the... So the grass, Kusha grass, where the pot was kept, that was Kusha grass. So the pot left, but the snakes thought maybe some drops are there on the grass. So they started eating the grass. And the grass was very sharp, so it cut the tongue of the snake. That's why snakes have bifurcated tongue. Quite interesting, I'll not go into that. So these are snakes, serpents. They took poison from churning of milk ocean. That is different milk ocean. Not this Trikutwala. That's a different milk ocean. Where demigods and demons, they churned. And poison came out which Lord Shiva took. and some drops were taken by scorpions, snakes, and some Mumbaikars also who travel in train, they give poison. So this is how it works. So these are Nagas, serpents, they are also celestial beings. They are also very powerful. They came out from the hairs of Brahmaji's body which he left, that form. Then there are Kinnaras. Kinnaras, when Brahmaji once was seeing his own reflection in the water, he said, wow, such a handsome person. Brahmaji is very handsome. Nowadays he has a beard. He is very handsome. So from that reflection came Kim Purushas and Kinnaras and their spouses. Very nice. But they don't have full human form. Either they have human face or they have human body. Not both. But they have demigod qualities. They don't have sweat. They don't get fatigue. They don't get tired. They have fragrance from their body. No dirty business in their body, which is demigod quality because it came from Brahma. But they are not demigod. They have human face or human body, but they are not human. They are like human. They are like Deva. So they are called Kin Deva. Kin Deva means, are you Deva? You look like Deva. Sorry, you don't look like Deva, but you have qualities like Deva. But you look like human. But you are not full human also. Kinnara, little like human. So kinnar. Kinnar means like little like human. Kin means little, nara means human. Kinnar. Same way Kim Purusha. They are like human and monkeys. Kim Purusha. You have face of monkey and body of human. So the question is Kim Purusha. Are you Purusha? Are you man? So Kim Purusha, Kinnar, they are also as born from reflection of Brahma, they worship Brahmaji. And whenever there is auspiciousness, they play kettle drums. You heard kettle drums and mridangas and pavakas, and they welcome Krishna when Krishna incarnates like Narsingadev or Vaman or he himself or as Balram or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they shower flowers. That's Kinnaras. They are also higher human beings. Then there are Apsaras. This I don't have to tell, everybody knows. Apsaras, Urvashi, Ramba, Menka, beautiful dancing girls, wearing very nice sari, very nice jewelry, and having feminine features, sweet voice, nice gait of walking, very graceful walking, dancing, they dance. Prabhupada even calls them society girls in heaven. They marry Gandharvas and Siddhas and Charanas, and they dance in the Indra Loka. And apart from dancing, they do lots of other things for Indra. Whenever Indra is disturbed, somebody performing austerities, he calls her once, Prabhupada, I said, go. Like he sent Menka for Vishwamitra and once Nar Narayan Rishi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan himself, and the best of Nara, Arjuna, they are still performing meditation in Badrika Ashram for the welfare of the whole world. So they performing so much austerities, Indra got afraid. He said, I should stop their meditation, otherwise they will become next Indra. Indra's business is all too much. So he got afraid. So he called Kamdev. He called other demigods, he called Apsaras, said go and disturb his meditation. So Kamdev came, the demigods came, the Apsaras came, they brought very nice heavenly breeze, fragrant breeze, cooling breeze, and the Apsaras' bodies themselves are very fragrant and they have very nice ornaments. So the Cupid was shooting arrows and they were dancing and singing such a melodious sound. But nothing happened to Nar Narayan Rishi. They were just meditating. They were doing. They got tired. After the whole performance, they got tired. But nothing happened to Nar Narayan Rishi. Then Nar Narayan opened his eyes, blooming lotus petal eyes, such a beautiful form. even though performing austerities, but very attractive. So when he opened his eyes, they became afraid that now I will curse, because every time it happens, either they are successful or they get cursed. That's what happens. So now he will curse. But Narayan smiled. Lord Krishna's smile is so beautiful that whatever miseries, distress you have in the heart, whatever troubles you have in the heart, will go away in 1 second. Anytime you have any problem in life, just come and see Radharas Bihari's smile. Everything will evaporate, go away. Such a nice smile, such a nice glance, such a cooling, shitalta, very cooling, like millions of moons. That's smile. So Narayan smiled, and the Cupid and demigods and Apsaras, they were cooled. Okay, all fine. Then he welcomed them, please have a seat. It's just an ashram, nothing is there. But suddenly he manifested nice fruits, nice pakwans, chapan bhog, and drinks, much, much tasty than heavenly, more sweet than heavenly. They were surprised. Then as they were seeing, from the body of Narayan, beautiful girls came out, more beautiful than the Apsaras. The Apsaras became faded, phika, in front of this beautiful, fragrant bodies, sweet smiles, soft bodies, very beautiful bodily features. And he called Kamdev and other demigods, take one of these as a gift. And they selected Urvashi, the most beautiful Apsara in heavenly planet. And they went back to Indra and told him the whole thing. So these are Apsaras, beautiful dancing girls, performing other activities for Indra. So we see the creation is so much varieties. And you will say, today class, no Krishna Katha, only this business. But this is Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha is not just Ras Leela. This is Krishna's creation. And when we learn about Krishna's creation, we learn the varieties, we learn the super intelligence involved, we appreciate Krishna more. Our faith increases, our dependence increases, our desire to serve Krishna increases. It's like you come to know your friend is rich. You will have more appreciation and love. Your friend is rich. Next day you come to know he has 500 crores. That is same information, he is rich. But as soon as you know the specific details, you are loving 500 crores. Right? So we know Krishna is creator. In Bhagavad Gita we know Krishna is creator. Okay, good. But now we know what he created. Then our appreciation increases. Our faith increases. That he created Trikut Parvat. I know he created everything, but he created this also. Trikut Parvat. 8,000 miles. An ocean of milk. And milk making emeralds. Then he created his Siddhas, Charanas, Vidyadharas, Gandharvas, Kinnaras, Apsaras, serpents, demigods, and planets and stars and moons. So when we know the details of what he created, our appreciation increases, our faith increases, our interest increases, our desire to serve him increases. And that is devotional service. Appreciating Krishna is devotional service. In fact, that's the beginning of devotional service. So all this creation is not different from Krishna. Last time we discussed, creation is meant to express our love to Krishna. Creation is meant to rectify us and develop our love for Krishna. We need to love Krishna, and Krishna demands love, and both the things are possible by this creation. So this creation is non-different from Krishna. We should not see this creation as different from Krishna. It's all Krishna, this mountain, this ocean, this emeralds, this table, this glass, this water, this leaf, this dirt, this dustbin, everything is Krishna. Krishna's energy, more than that, Krishna himself, Krishna is everywhere in every atom, nothing different from Krishna. So by learning this creation, our faith, our appreciation increases. We get more inspiration to serve Krishna. We get inspiration
for perspiration, to perspire for Krishna, to work hard for Krishna, that I have such a rich friend, 500 crores. So I have such a nice master, creator, creating these gold mines, emeralds, pearls, minerals, siddhas, charanas, planets. So this information is not material. Those who think we should just jump to 10th canto and knowing Krishna's childhood pastimes and butter thief and Ras Leela and killing Putana and all, they are not proper students of Srimad Bhagavatam. We should understand all this. Whatever I mentioned today is all from Srimad Bhagavatam, not from this verse, multiple chapters. But it is so interesting. It is so much informative. It increases so much joy in us. That it increases so much attraction and attachment for Krishna. And for time being we forgot what we studied in the school. All useless stuff. If this was discussed, it would be so nice. But they don't discuss, so we should discuss this. The varieties and grandness of this creation. God is great. You know this? How great? That you have to read Bhagavatam. That even truck wala writes, God is great. You know, behind truck they write, God is great. But how much great? For that you have to read Prabhupada's Bhagavatam. Then you know how much great. This much, this much, this much, we can't even measure. So the more we understand His greatness, the more we'll become sincere, humble devotees. That I am insignificant in front of Him, so I just offer my obeisances to Lord Shri Krishna. Okay? We'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, we will take. Yeah, mic.
Krishna is present in every atom of our earth also. So why such a chaos is there on the earth?
We are also present, that's why.
Huh?
We are also present, that's why. We are also present on earth planet. That's why there is chaos.
But why can't Krishna affect us? Suppose I spray perfume on my handkerchief, then from every fiber I will get the fragrance. So Krishna is present in every atom of the earth, including our body and everything. Then why such a chaotic condition?
Because of us. Suppose there is a land, empty land, nobody goes there. Will there be kachara? No. Suppose 50 people go for one day and come back, there will be so much kachara. Because of us there is chaos in this world. And we are resistant to Krishna's perfume, Krishna's fragrance. Krishna is there as Paramatma in our heart. But we don't listen to Him. We have created a curtain between us and Krishna. We don't listen. That curtain is a false ego. So because of that curtain, no perfume smell is coming, no fragrance is coming, no influence is coming. So we have to remove this curtain. And those devotees who have removed their curtain, you see they have so nice good qualities. They are compassionate, they are tolerant, they are forgiving, they are self-controlled, they are austere, they are truthful, they are humble. Right? So those who have removed that curtain, they are fragrant devotees. You see all here, fragrant devotees. Those who not removed, they are sitting empty handkerchiefs. So it's because we have obstructed and didn't allow Krishna's influence. Sun is everywhere in the earth planet. Earth planet, sun is everywhere. So why there is darkness? Because I close my eyes. Sun is in every atom. In this room sunlight is there. But when I close my eyes, I say no sun. Why Krishna's, why sun is not acting? Why there is no light? Are open your eyes. Similarly, Krishna is in every atom. But I am closing my eyes. So much chaos. Krishna not here, not doing anything. Are open your eyes. See Krishna, remove the curtain, remove the obstacle. Then there is natural good qualities.
The Srikut mountain was not created by Brahma?
For Brahma.
No, Srikut was not created by Brahma?
Created by Brahmaji.
You said by Krishna.
Brahma was created by Krishna. So who gets the credit?
Thank you.
Everything is created by Krishna. In that sense, Brahma was created by Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, not Krishna. But from where did Garbhodakshaya Vishnu came? From Mahavishnu. From Mahavishnu came? From Narayan. From where did Narayan came? Sankarshan. From where did Sankarshan came? From another Sankarshan. From that did Sankarshan came? From Balram. From where did Balram came? Krishna. So who should I give credit? From Brahma to Balram. It's all Krishna, first class. Okay? Any more questions? Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.